Aloha. This is Maya Ananda, bringing you the soothing sound of the rainforest at the Happy Heart Sanctuary here on the big island of Hawaii. And it is another gorgeous, glorious morning here. The sun just rising over the Ahia forest, turning what is generally a chilly morning here, no matter what month it is. And just blasting through that morning chill and bringing the summer warmth. Quite lovely. I look forward to you joining me here. The birds are singing, and a bit of a breeze this morning going through the trees. You might hear it. But what there's not is the sound of people. Not any. No cars, no voices, no leaf blowers. Oh my goodness, the bane of our existence, leaf blowers. Just stillness and peace. And so I offer you a bit of that rainforest peace and Hawaii healing this morning, or whatever time of day this is reaching you. Of course, that's the perfect moment for you to take pause in your day and really just ground and allow whatever is meant to be, to be. Granting permission for yourself to be in whatever emotion, whatever state of mind, but taking notice. Take notice. So, lots of things coming up this morning. As I've mentioned, the Guide to Life series, it will be, is well underway, and we'll be putting that out on Amazon and Audible. I get back to that work. It'll be me. I quite enjoy reading my things. They're actually written to be read, if you haven't noticed or haven't read anything. But anyway, coming soon. But the chapters I started on, before I dive into that, just the premise, the concept for the Guide to Life books is that each one is what I call a golden nugget that it presents. There is 5 points to each. So it focuses on just one aspect of whatever it is we're covering. The first one, for example, is your body's talking. Are you listening? And talking about how our bodies are talking to us 24/7. They are a Geiger counter, as I say, for this life. And so there are, like I said, 5 points, 5 exercises, 5 journaling questions, generally a few more journaling questions. but they're meant to be digestible in a few days. And then you can move on. So this next workbook is focusing on thoughts, and there probably will be several focusing on thoughts because there's just so many aspects to them, and it is so important. And of course, the foundation of everything is that we are energy, and that includes thoughts. So this is what's coming up today. Kind of your homework for today is, you know, it's really all about taking pause and noticing. And that's what we haven't done. We just rush through everything, and then we kind of slam into a wall and go, okay, how did I get here? And what's going on? So all of the work here at the Happy Heart Sanctuary, all of my work, is about taking pause and unraveling, unpacking everything. I do mean everything. Oh, there's Mama Ghost Cow. Good morning, Mama Ghost Cow. One day I'll see where you are. So today's homework is, see how many times in a day you start a sentence with, I'm sorry. And not an actual apology, I'm sorry, but oh, I'm sorry. Can I go over there? Oh, I'm sorry. What did you say? Oh, I'm sorry. What time is it? Notice how many times we, I'm not sure if I've ever noted this in our masculine brothers working with women solely, my professional career. It's something that actually was brought to my attention many, many moons ago. So notice today, how many times do you start your sentence with, I'm sorry? And then the next point is, why do we do that? Why are we apologizing to the world to ask a question? Why are we apologizing to the person in front of us just to do something? Think about it. You know, it begs a broader question. Because we're not asking, well, let me table that. Are we asking forgiveness? For what? It's almost like we women are asking forgiveness for just being here, for being present, for standing in that line, for asking the question, for raising our voices, doesn't it? What are your thoughts? Because why do we do it? Why has that become so ingrained and so acceptable that we don't even think about it? So I'm saying today is your homework. Think about it, because this is how we create change. By noting habits. By becoming aware of the conditioning and concepts, constructs. All of that needs to be noted now. So that's your little homework for the day. And if you think you don't, think again. Why are we apologizing for being present? Don't you think it's time to get past that? And as we note our speech patterns, as we note the energy we're putting out into the world with which to say I'm sorry for really no reason. You're not asking forgiveness. You know, you're not saying to your partner, gee, I'm really sorry I messed up on, you know, X, Y, and Z, or I forgot the time and was late. This is just starting a question, starting a statement rather. But putting out that energy of victim instantly. I'm sorry I have to ask this. Why? I'm sorry for standing in this line. I'm sorry for, you know, whatever it is. When we note what we're putting out there, and if we don't like what we're putting out and don't agree with it from a rational perspective, saying, no, I don't want to put out victim into the world, then you need to change speech patterns, because speech patterns, thoughts, is the energy you're putting out into the world. And that's what Guide to Life Book 2 is all about. The words you choose. Now, might be subconsciously putting it out there, but that's why you got me. To bring your attention to these things so that you can actively shift them if you want. Be aware of what you're doing in your day. Be aware. Don't just plow through your day. You know, and I've talked so many times before about how do you start your day? Instead of just jumping out of bed and getting into the routine, actively working to choose your energy for the day. Every morning I come out on my deck with my cup of tea before the sun has come up, and I do that work. What's going on in my energy field? What am I bringing to the table this morning? Do I like it? Do I want to shift it? Dropping into a place of gratitude, connecting to my inner being and that of the divine. Now, I know already I can feel it, the collective, I don't have time for that. I've got this, that, and that. That also needs to shift. Because aren't you worth it? Aren't you? I cannot even impress upon you if you take 5, 10, oh goodness, 15 minutes each and every morning to take pause, to sink into yourself and dedicate that time to you and the flow of your day. How your world will shift. How it will shift. I promise you. All of this work starts by taking... Let me take a step back. All of this work starts on a foundation of making yourself the center of your universe. Coming to that understanding that you matter in this world, and what you do with your energy will make shifts and changes in your life. That's manifestation. That's changing. That's shifting. Plowing through your day and letting the day rule you will get you to the space of emptiness, of bashing your head against the wall, going, "What am I doing?" Few moments each morning dedicated to you and checking in. What's going on with me? How can I shift this? What can I get excited about in this day? One little thing. Now, once workbook one is out, and if you are listening to this, and it is, congratulations. Let's snag that copy, because it's all about getting in touch with your body and really understanding what it's telling you. It is so very simple, and we've just kind of turned the other way for far too long. We need to come back to this understanding that we are energy in an energy world, and there's different ways to function in a world that's energy. So back to homework just for today. We're layering on a lot of things already. Is notice how many times you say sorry. Note that. Or maybe there's some other phrase that you realize you say over and over. Okay? What is it? And what is it conveying to the outside world? What is it doing to your energy field? If you're constantly spitting out victim to the world, no wonder the bullies come to you. No wonder you feel stepped on, disrespected, not valued. You know? The balls start falling into place when we understand what we're putting out into the world. And it starts by analyzing what we're saying. And the manner in which we're saying it. It's all energy. It's all energy. And the game here is choose your energy. Choose it and use it. And we will talk further. As I was saying, there probably will be a few books, workbooks, Guide to Life series on thinking. Because kind of down the road, the master's version is working with those words and that energy and shifting it in any situation. We're going to just stop there today. What are you saying? What are you putting out into the world? And what can you get excited about right now? And I'll just kind of end with so many people, when I say, what can you get excited about? Go, I'm not excited about anything. And please, there is no judgment. There are so many of us in that place, right? I'm not excited about anything. I'm empty. I'm looking for something to be excited about again. And you know, it doesn't have to be like a huge thing either. One little thing that you can grab onto for your day and feel how that ignites a fire within you. It shifts your energy dramatically and instantly. It's like, yes, wait, there's a bit of my heart right there. It's my heart talking. Oh, there's the wind talking. And yesterday's podcast, number 14, was on what is your heart saying to you? What song is within your heart that you've rather shoved on a shelf and stepped on and said, you know, not for me, not today, not this year? And I say to you as a hospice counselor, years are not promised. Tomorrows are not promised. This moment is what you got. So instead of putting that dream on a shelf for a time that you do not know if you have, why not begin it today? And again, I can feel the collective, oh, a million excuses rise up. Stop the excuses. Just start something today. And now, with that, giving you permission to let your heart song out and begin working on it today, how does that make you feel? Can you feel that excitement within you? Just get your head out of it. Honestly, get your head out of it. Don't think about the but, and what ifs. Stop. Just sink into that heart space. What song is within you? What dream is within you? And how can you begin that today? All right, that's feeling complete, because your real homework was, how many times do you say I'm sorry? Or, you know, if you have another catchphrase, what is it? So I may, Ananda, coming to you from the Happy Heart Sanctuary here on the Big Island of Hawaii, wishing you much love and aloha for an amazing day. Thank you for joining me here. I truly appreciate your energy, and hoping that the soothing sound of the rainforest will stay with you this day and many others. Aloha and bye.